Sosemis brings a Medrash Tanchuma in this week's parsha. The Medrash Tanchuma says that Vayetze Yaakov in Beersheva, the Yaakov Avinu went into Golus. This Golus is akin to the Golus a person goes into when he's heard Nefesh and Nefesh Beshergeg. So a person who's killed somebody Beshergeg has to go to Golus. So similarly, Yaakov Avinu went to Golus because through what he had done in Parshas told us, Esav was removed from his role in Klal Yisrael. The original plan had been that Esav would have a role in Klal Yisrael. And Yaakov Avinu, through his process, removed Esav. Esav was nidchal yodoy. He was pushed out of his being part of the family in that regard. And therefore, he had to go to Golus as a kapara. That's what the Medrash Tanchuma brings. This is what the Sfas quotes, this Medrash Tanchuma. So he says, what exactly is this argument that we have on Yaakov Avinu? What could he have done to maintain Esav in Klal Yisrael? Esav obviously had tremendous problems of Eris, etc. Yaakov Avinu's first process of buying the Bechor from him was only after Esav had done many averus and established himself as not being roy to be able to be that person who was going to be involved in Klal Yisrael. So what did he do wrong? So he says, he continues, he says that there's no way we would have the ability to bring Esav back into the fold. But Yaakov Avinu, through his Kerch of Emes, the Sfas Emes says, could have brought Esav back. So what did he do wrong? What happened? He says, what happened was that he was shofel be'enov. He was small in his own eyes. He was lowly in his own eyes. So one of the challenges we have of a person is a person misjudges himself and doesn't realize the ability and the potential, the power that he has to accomplish and to do and to make a difference. And by doing so, he misses the opportunities that he has to make those differences and do that. The Chofetz Chaim was a tremendous onov. At the same time, had a tremendous awareness of the role that he played in Klal Yisrael. He was he is quoted to have said to Rabbi Chanan that he has a Christ for the whole generation. Well, if you're such an onov, how could you think of a Christ for the whole generation? So we pointed out at a different time that anivus does not mean that the person is not aware of their abilities and their potential and their talents. Anivus is not claiming any right to be praised because of it. He's just doing what he's supposed to be doing. But a person has to have a tremendous awareness. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adam Mikol Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu still has the strength to make a stand against Klal Yisrael because he knows what he can and can do and what his Achrayus is. But sometimes a person says, me? Well, I don't have the ability to do these things. Why I should get involved? I can't do it. So sometimes that's not a fully honest assessment of his abilities. His anivus is clouding his judgment and not seeing the strength that he has. So Yaakov Avinu, who is the Ish Emes, he says he's being, the Midrash is saying that there is an element of a lack of awareness of how much a difference he could have made had he used those talents to bring Esav back. So maybe somebody else would not even be aware of that ability or would not have had the ability. But Yaakov Avinu, through his Kerch of Emes, has to be totally honest with his abilities. He cannot fool himself in regards to what his abilities are or are not. Now, I do not know what the Sfas Emes's source, that was the point where Yaakov Avinu made his mistake. It was because of his misplaced anivus, obviously according to the Madrega of Yaakov Avinu. But he wrote off Esav too early. So this is just a thought for ourselves. There are times that we might write somebody off too early and not be aware of the potential hashpah that we have on the person. We might need a drach to know when it's appropriate to let go and say it's not going to be healthy for me to get involved. And there's times when we could get involved, and we should never underestimate the power and the ability that we have to make a difference. So we have to be careful not to overestimate. We also have to be careful not to underestimate. Have a good Shabbos.